for our public hearings. We're glad you're with us this evening, either in person or via the internet, to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak in person or via the internet will be on a given application, will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my slight left and your slight right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present or participating by phone is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. I would point out that the internet broadcast has about a 30-second delay, so that when we go to anyone who wishes to participate by phone, we will allow some time for the internet broadcast to catch up with those listening by phone. Everyone in attendance or on the phone should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we do ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Within chambers, supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. After folks in the chambers have an opportunity to speak, we will go to anyone on the phone with regard to the particular application and see if there's anybody on the phone who wishes to speak with regard to the application. Whenever speaking to the commission, and if you're in chambers, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony when that testimony is either irrelevant or unduly repetitive. During the proceedings, Sussex County does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Also, during the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Before we begin, let me just share with you that the County Council has adopted what is known as the restaurant rule in terms of mask wearing and not wearing. And what that means is that while you are seated, if you wish to remove your mask, you may do so. If you get up to approach the podium, please put your mask on before you get up. Come up. When you get to the podium, you may remove your mask to speak. And when you're finished, if you would, put your mask back on, return to your seat where you may remove your mask again. Or you are more than welcome to wear your mask the entire time. And with that, our first public hearing is conditional use number 2234, James Jones.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a fiberglass swimming pool and spa display and landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.7 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Caudry Road, that's Sussex County Route 308, approximately 0.12 miles east of William Street Road, that's Sussex County Route 309. The 911 address is 28984 Caudry Road, Mill Hillsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, MAP 28, Parcel 67.00. Staff would note that submitted into the record, we have a copy of comments received from Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, a copy of the applicant's survey, a copy of the applicant's exhibit book, and a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response. And staff would note we've received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? All right, sir, if you'll come on up.
Good evening. James Jones, represent Cool Water Pools and Lawn Service.
Okay, Mr. Jones, thank you for being with us this evening. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Sure.
May I go over to the screen?
Well, it'd be kind of hard for the microphones to pick you up from okay. over there. So, but we'll help you out if there's something you wanna highlight or.
Yes. Go to the right, please, in the yellow area next to the driveway, right there.
Okay.
Go to the left a little. That area right there. Excuse me. 25 feet from the street. 25 feet 6 inches to be exact. Is where my swimming pool display is. It's a fiberglass swimming pool. That's where it resides right now. And next to that is a fiberglass hot tub.
Okay.
And then I have a sign to the left of that as well.
Okay.
That's why we're here.
Okay.
I put that up without proper permission, so to speak. Because I didn't realize that.
You may not have done it on purpose, but it's just kind of the way things happen. Is that
yes,
right?
That's
okay.
Correct.
Well, you know what? That's why you're here, so we can get this figured out.
Understood.
So, okay. I'll tell you what. Why don't we see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you,
okay.
and we'll go from there. And we're going to start with Mr. Mears.
Can you give us a little bit more description about your business operations other than you've got a swimming pool and hot tub out front, or is that just it?
That's pretty much it. I mean, we install and build and service swimming pools, and we also cut grass and landscaping.
Okay.
That's the
so you don't meet clients at the property?
No,
or?
No. Every once in a while, I may send a client there to take a look at the swimming pool just so they can look at it, touch it, fill it.
Okay.
Get an idea of the size and that magnitude.
Okay. I don't think I have any further questions.
Okay. All right, Ms. Wingate.
Just a couple for the record. So the hours of operation that you are actually working out of that facility, or you just you
no,
live there and just, you just have the display?
Yes, just live
okay.
there. And I have the display there. We actually just opened up a store in Lewis, so we don't have any business
you don't have
there.
Any people coming in and out.
Other than, like I said, just I'm sending clients there just so they can take a look at it and get an actual feel of the color display.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, Stevenson.
Just out of curiosity, how long have you been there?
We purchased the property in 2015, and we built on 2018. And the display was up. Display will be up probably a year next month.
Did somebody complain? Is that why this is?
Yeah, someone complained. It's funny, if you don't mind me. One of my competitors.
I was wondering where you were.
It's funny because I'm on the back road. I'm coming in one day,
yeah.
If you don't mind, I'll make it brief.
Yeah.
I was coming in one day with groceries in my hand, and I'm unloading the groceries, and I seen the vehicle pull up. And he, you know, I'm not going to say the name, but the guy gets out, hey, James, how long you had the display? But did you get the proper permission? No, I didn't know anything about it. I'm on a back road. I don't have any HOA, so I figured it was okay. 2 days later, I get a knock at the door.
The other HOA.
Yes. So, yeah. No, I mean, 2 and 2 equals 4, no matter how
CC.
You no matter how you slice it, but
nobody told you about the CC. County constable.
Yes. Yes. So.
I have no other questions
okay.
for you.
All right. Mr. Hopkins.
So, yeah, good for you. Hey, listen, I love an entrepreneur. But I just want to make sure that we're all straight on this and that we're communicating with you too. The reason they ask you the questions about operation time, because then we would also ask how many vehicles. If you blow it up, is that where your residence is? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, so when you say you bought it in 15, mm-hmm. then you built your house there. That's why you were taking groceries into your house.
That's correct.
So
that's correct,
is there ever a reason that you'll have like your crew come in there, stage a skid steer or a mini excavator or a trailer or anything like that? Because if it is, we want to get that on the record tonight so that that same friend doesn't drive by again. Read what we approved. If all we approved was a pool and a hot tub out front, well, then you might be back in here again asking for a trailer and a skid steer parked in there.
Okay, well, I don't currently own a skid steer or excavator, but I'm planning on purchasing one. But yes, we have landscaping trailers and my lawnmowers and things of that nature.
At your home location?
That's correct.
So,
in the back,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. In the back of the property, I have a pole building, and that's where most of my equipment is.
Okay, so you have equipment there.
Yes.
See, because all of that would then eventually, that could be a problem too. So we want to try to get it all fixed tonight.
Understood.
That would be the Understood. Way the objective. How many employees could might pull in there and park? Because it could even boil down to vehicles and
the number of employees that I have current right now is four.
Four.
Yes.
And how many do you have, like, how many trucks or trailers do you have?
I have three landscaping trailers. I have six work vehicles.
And they park down towards the woods in the back?
Yeah, that's correct.
And would you want a sign out front?
I do have a sign out front.
Okay. All right, that's good. That's why we're here. Now, you're allowed a sign 4x8. What size is this?
It's definitely bigger than a 4x8.
That's big enough?
You've got signs bigger. Already bigger.
Yes, it's bigger than a 4x8.
So that might have to be changed because we can only grant you up to a 4x8.
Okay.
Would you want it lit at night?
Well, I have lights out there already point towards the fiberglass.
So the answer is yes. Downward screened.
It can't have the light going on anybody else's
can't
property.
Can't be shining on somebody else's.
No, it's not. It's only illuminating towards the sign in the pool.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the street is it's a dark street.
No, it's so, bear with me. I lost my chain. Just give me a second here. Okay, so the reason Ms. Wingate asked you about hours of operation, because mm-hmm. if you tell us that you want to operate from 7 to 4 and somebody pulls in there at 6:30 and your friend is driving around, that could be a problem. So what are your hours of operation?
My hours of operation? Well, here my wife said it's 24
hours. Well, see, you're allowed to pull in. I mean, it's where you live.
Where you live. Yeah. So
but if you have employees starting to roll in there. And
they're in there anywhere between, the busiest part of the season is 7 o'clock, as early as 7 o'clock. And as late as maybe 6:30 at the latest.
Did they ever, I mean, would they potentially routinely come in at 6:45?
No. I wish.
Oh.
No. Lucky if they're there by 7, is that what you're trying to say?
Nice. 7 to 4. Or 5 or something like that.
Well, yeah.
6:30 at the
moment. Oh, 6:30 at night?
We'll give 7 to 7.
7 to 7, how about that?
And then do you ever do snow removal or anything like that?
We do.
Then they'd have to put the ad in there.
Vince, you'll fix all that, right? Because this isn't our first rodeo.
Yeah, if you want to, I'll fix it.
All right, perfect. Anything else?
No, just
storage
just,
of chemicals. And
yeah, I was going to ask about noise, if you're doing anything that creates any noise that might annoy your neighbors. Okay, do you work on any equipment outside or do you?
Not really outside, we inside of the pole building.
Okay.
We do a little
bit of work. Do you do your own maintenance work on the trucks, change the oil and stuff like that so there's no problem with disposal of waste oil or anything like that?
Not at all.
Okay. All right.
Chip any wood?
Yeah.
No, but I need some to chip. Okay. No, I don't.
Okay. Right.
Now that is a That's where we start to get into the bad zone, the red zone. Bringing wood back to the property, and then do you do any of that?
No, not at all.
You get rid of it?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it's more of a landscaping business than it is a tree, than cutting down trees, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Okay. Just so you understand, this conditional use would apply not just to where your spas are displayed, but it actually applies to your whole property. That and that is so that whatever activity you're engaged in there, in the pole building and anyplace else on the site, would then be permitted, and you should not run into the problem with someone questioning, you know, what you're doing. That's why we're asking all these questions and trying to get these things on the record. And if the commission decides to look favorably on the application, it will come with a list of conditions, okay? And many of the things we've talked about this evening will be in there, so I don't think you'll be surprised by any of it. It'll all be things that we talked about. But that is, as Mr. Hopkins pointed out, that is just so that, you know, all of your activities are included in, you know, this conditional use, so that you should not have issues going forward.
Okay.
All right. If anyone have any more questions, if not, you'll take a seat nearby. I'm sorry, staff, anything?
Not for me.
And counselor, did you have a comment?
No. Just
Mr. Hopkins asked the questions. I probably would have, just to get the record more clear on the landscaping side of it. So
okay. Appreciate that. All right, sir. Well, you'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. There's anyone here that would like to speak in favor, anyone present in the room that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2234 James Jones? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2234? Operator, is there anyone on the line who would like to speak on application number CU2234 James Jones? Remind everybody there is a delay, so we'll wait a what will seem like a long time, but it's only about 35 seconds.
You have teenage 30 seconds is a really long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it sure days. Is. Yeah.
Well, we've got to wait till we hear the operator come on first.
Yeah, we need the operator first, though.
Mr. Whitehouse, do you want to check on the operator?
I can.
Every time we have this operator thing, I think of that old gospel song, Operator. Give me information.
See, that's all I wanted, a little entertainment. Keep going, you're doing well.
Well, I gave you the Jeopardy song the first time we did this, but I said I wasn't going to do that every time. This job doesn't pay enough for that.
I know there was a question about the volume level, and I assumed it was turned up, so hopefully they haven't turned it down. So we'll
yeah. Find okay, it. We'll figure it out.
It's 2020.
Yep.
If winter had been canceled since 2020 has been so awful, that was what they were.
That was going to be the consolation
prize. Yeah, I was going to say that would be the good thing.
I like the comment that they're not going to turn the clock back for daylight savings time because no one wants to add a single hour to this.
Mr. Chairman, there is one person on the line. It's a member of staff calling in to verify that the line is working. But there is a problem patching the audio into the council chamber. So if we could take a 5-minute recess.
Okay. We will recess for 5 minutes.
Mr. Jones, just so you know, too, the commission just makes a recommendation to council.
Oh, that's right. Forgot on that. We can do that now.
They make sure you knew about the council here. Yeah.
Pass around the...
What did we say after we said?
You go. Start. We do it now.
No, I don't think that's it, because that was the one for last meeting.
Hey, Mr. Hopkins.
Just so you know, I want to make sure you don't miss that.
Was that for November 10th?
I was getting scientific here.
You need to be here on the 10th.
You have to be here.